Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast mastering IELTS speaking, how to describe a time when you had to think quickly to solve a problem. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions that require candidates to recall and describe specific experiences. One such topic that frequently appears is, describe a time when you had to think quickly to solve a problem. This question tests your ability to narrate a personal experience, showcase your problem-solving skills, and demonstrate your English language proficiency under pressure. Understanding the question. Before we dive into sample answers and strategies, let's break down what this question is really asking. A specific incident. The examiner wants you to describe a particular event, not a general situation. Quick thinking. The focus is on your ability to respond rapidly to an unexpected challenge. Problem solving. You need to explain both the problem and how you resolved it. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While this specific topic is more likely to appear in Part 2 or Part 3, related questions might come up in Part 1. Here's an example. Examiner. Do you consider yourself good at solving problems? Sample answer, Band 7-8. I'd say I'm fairly adept at problem solving. I tend to approach challenges systematically, breaking them down into smaller, more manageable parts. This method usually helps me find effective solutions, even under pressure. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a potential cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you had to think quickly to solve a problem. You should say what the problem was, when and where it happened, how you solved it, and explain why you had to think quickly. Sample answer, Band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to think quickly to solve a problem. It happened last summer when I was organizing a charity event for my local community. The problem arose on the day of the event. We had planned an outdoor fundraising fair, but just an hour before it was set to begin, dark clouds gathered and it started to rain heavily. This was a major issue because most of our activities were designed for good weather. I knew I had to act fast because people would start arriving soon. I quickly called a team meeting and we brainstormed ideas. We decided to move as many activities as possible into a nearby community center. We also set up some large tents for outdoor stalls. I had to think quickly because time was of the essence. We only had about 45 minutes to rearrange everything before guests arrived. It was crucial to salvage the event as we had spent months planning it and many people were counting on its success. In the end, despite the rain, we managed to run a successful event. Many attendees even commented on how well organized it was, not realizing the last-minute changes we had made. This experience taught me the value of quick thinking and adaptability in challenging situations. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to recount an incident that necessitated rapid problem-solving skills. It transpired during my tenure as a project manager at a software company where we were on the brink of launching a crucial update for our flagship product. The predicament manifested itself mere hours before the scheduled release. Our quality assurance team unearthed a critical bug that could potentially compromise user data. This discovery sent shockwaves through our team, as postponing the launch would have significant financial and reputational repercussions. Faced with this dilemma, I swiftly convened an emergency meeting with our lead developers and QA specialists. We deliberated intensively, weighing our options against the ticking clock. After a rigorous discussion, we devised a two-pronged approach. Our senior developers would work on an immediate hotfix, while I coordinated with our communications team to craft a transparent message to our users. The urgency of the situation demanded split-second decision-making. We had a mere three-hour window to rectify the issue, test the fix, and update our release notes. Any delay or misstep could have jeopardized our company's standing in a highly competitive market. Fortunately, our concerted efforts bore fruit. We successfully implemented and tested the hotfix within the stipulated time frame. Our proactive communication strategy was well received by our user base, who appreciated our candor and swift response. This experience was a testament to the importance of quick thinking, effective communication, and teamwork in crisis management. It reinforced my belief in the power of remaining calm under pressure and leveraging collective expertise to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. Follow-up questions. How do you usually approach problem solving in your daily life? Do you think quick thinking is a skill that can be improved? How? Sample answer, Band 8-9. In my daily life, I employ a multifaceted approach to problem solving. I begin by clearly defining the issue at hand, then gather pertinent information to gain a comprehensive understanding. Subsequently, I brainstorm potential solutions, evaluating each based on feasibility and potential outcomes. I believe this methodical process enhances the quality of my decisions, even in time-sensitive situations. Regarding the improvement of quick thinking, I firmly believe it's a skill that can be honed through deliberate practice. One effective method is engaging in activities that challenge cognitive agility, such as puzzle solving or improvisational exercises. Additionally, expanding one's knowledge base across various domains can provide a broader repertoire of solutions to draw from in critical moments. Regular exposure to diverse problem-solving scenarios, whether through simulations or real-life experiences, can also significantly enhance one's ability to think on their feet. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Examiner, in what situations do you think quick thinking is most important? Sample answer, Band 6-7. I believe quick thinking is crucial in emergency situations, like accidents or natural disasters. It's also important in competitive sports, where athletes need to make split-second decisions. In the workplace, quick thinking can be valuable during presentations or negotiations, especially when unexpected questions or challenges arise. Sample answer, Band 8-9. Quick thinking is paramount in a myriad of scenarios. Primarily, it's indispensable in emergency situations where lives may be at stake, such as in medical emergencies or during natural disasters. In these contexts, the ability to rapidly assess a situation and take decisive action can make the difference between life and death. In the professional sphere, quick thinking is equally critical, particularly in dynamic fields like finance or technology. Market conditions can change in an instant, and those who can swiftly analyze and react to new information often gain a competitive edge. Moreover, in interpersonal interactions, be it in negotiations or public speaking, the capacity for rapid cognitive processing allows individuals to adeptly navigate unexpected challenges or questions, maintaining composure and credibility. However, it's important to note that while quick thinking is valuable, it should be balanced with thorough analysis when time permits. The ideal approach often involves a combination of rapid initial response followed by more deliberate consideration. Key vocabulary and phrases. To elevate your IELTS speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Necessitate, verb, to make necessary or unavoidable. Example, the unexpected situation necessitated a quick change of plans. Manifest, verb, to show or appear clearly. Example, the problem manifested itself just minutes before the presentation. Deliberate, verb, to consider or discuss something very carefully. Example, we deliberated intensively before making our final decision. Jeopardize, verb, to put at risk or in danger. Example, delaying the project would jeopardize our relationship with the client. Concerted, adjective, done or performed together or in cooperation. Example, our concerted efforts led to a successful resolution of the crisis. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing experiences of quick thinking and problem solving, practice narrating personal experiences concisely yet vividly. Focus on key details that bring your story to life. Develop a repertoire of advanced vocabulary related to problem solving and decision making. Use these words naturally in your responses. Work on your ability to structure your answer logically, ensuring a clear beginning, middle, and end to your narrative. Prepare for follow-up questions by considering different aspects of problem-solving and quick thinking in various contexts. Engage in regular speaking practice, perhaps with a study partner, to improve your fluency and confidence in expressing complex ideas. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, coherence, and confident delivery. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to adapt to a new job or role, which offers additional strategies for discussing challenging situations.